If I remember well, I think it was during the definition of the Hyperland standard. There was a competition between OFDM and Gaussian minimum shift keying. The argument was that as OFDM is a non-constant envelope modulation technique, you need to back off your power amplifiers to avoid non-linearities which cause interference between the subcarriers. Has that disadvantage been removed, or why are you so optimistic about OFDM then?
Well, it's true that the back-off figures have been significant in the past. Through further research, both at Sony and other companies like AT&T Labs, the actual simulations of the back-off have proven that on the order of 5 to 7 dB is all that's required, and that seems to provide a significant advantage in the performance on the reverse link.